Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Governors are on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak response with new developments in 2 states. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been resisting a statewide stay-at-home order, saying that more than half of the cases are in 3 South Florida counties.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has updated his plans, too.
We're preparing for a 2/3 increase in our hospital bed capacity in this state.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recommends everyone in his city wear a mask to combat the virus.
The U.S. Border Patrol stopping a major human smuggling effort. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo, Texas, when a tractor-trailer failed to stop for inspection. Agents chased it and found 40 illegal immigrants in the trailer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia man pleading guilty to a plot to blow up the White House. FBI agents say they've arrested Hasher Taheb in an undercover operation. They actually arrested him more than a year ago. His intended targets included several monuments in the nation's capital, as well as the presidential mansion. A federal judge is blasting elected officials in Wisconsin for not rescheduling the state's primary election. District Judge William Conley saying that because of coronavirus, poll workers and voters should not be gathering in close proximity next Tuesday, which is when that primary election is scheduled for. On Twitter, the governor, Tony Evers, has said he won't change the election himself because he can't do it without violating state law. A new study suggesting music audiences might not be ready to return to the stadium after the pandemic ends. A recent study published in Variety finding that nearly half of the people surveyed said the idea of going to a major public event would, in their words, scare them for a very long time. and Quentin Tarantino thinking about turning one of his movies into a novel. The director says on Pure Cinema that he recently thought about writing book versions of his movies, including Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we come to you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific across these 300-plus affiliates of ours across this gate, Crunty. And right now, we're honored to have Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch with us. He is the president. Tom, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, good to be with you. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well and safe, as I hope for you and your family and everybody involved with JW. Again, we thank you, you know, for all the great work you're doing. And before I want to talk about this latest news about Adam Schiff, but before we get there, I want our audience to remember why Judicial Watch came into being and your passion, so that they can appreciate all the good work that you're doing on behalf of we the people.
Well, we were founded in, I think, in 1994, so I've been there since the Clinton impeachment, at least. And, you know, we're a group that tries to educate Americans about what their government's up to. We combat government corruption by exposing what the government's up to. And where possible, we go to court to try to get documents under the FOIA, and then we sue directly government officials and agencies when they seemingly are breaking the law.
Tom, people might say, look, isn't the media supposed to be doing this?
Well, sometimes the media does it, but they have a very different perspective on the world than Judicial Watch does. They're much more amenable to big government. Ideologically, they are happy to look the other way on misconduct if the target is someone they don't like politically. For instance, we've seen that with President Trump, who's the victim of one of the worst government corruption scandals in American history, the Spygate targeting, the coup attack against him, all cheered on by a pliant media.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of which, I want to get into this latest pronouncement regarding Adam Schiff, who, ironically, is asserting privilege, a privilege that he didn't want to extend to the president.
Yeah, you know, we sued Adam Schiff and the House Intelligence Committee for those illicit phone subpoenas. Remember, he got the phone records of Rudy Giuliani and who knows who else, and then published the phone communications of other people who showed up on those records, like Devin Nunes and
right. And
John Solomon. So, you know, a complete abuse. And it was a secret subpoena, so we asked for the records under a common law right to access documents. And I tell you, Bill, he threw everything but the kitchen sink in response. The House counsel, so your tax dollars, they went to federal court to oppose us, and they asserted not just one privilege, but all sorts of privilege, speech or debate clause. They have an immunity from having to comply with FOIA. And even if they are public records, you can't have them because our interest in keeping them secret is greater than yours. So every privilege that you can think of, they've asserted. And the irony is, of course, the president asserting privileges resulted as an impeachment by Schiff's lights. So is Schiff going to be impeached for this? I doubt it. But, you know, it shows you the hypocrisy in terms of the lawlessness here.
Is there ever any remedy on this? I mean, this is really frustrating for the American people, Tom. Again, you know, they're looking for, we've got so many questions that have been going on for decades that we can't seem to get answered. And here we are up to our, you know, kneecaps in a bucket of gum. Thank you very much, Adam Schiff and the Democrats. And we can't seem to get it, you know, get loose of this.
Judicial Watch is the way out. We kind of show you there's a way forward. One of the key areas we focus on, obviously, here is transparency. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about getting the records. It's highlighting the issue that we're litigating about, which is that Adam Schiff secretly took the phone records of innocent Americans and published them. And their allegation here, their theory in fighting us in terms of turning those records over, is that, yes, Congress can spy on any American with virtual impunity and take the phone records of any of your listeners and publish them. And there's not much we can do about it.
This is their answer, that they don't have to follow the rules or the laws.
That's right. If anyone else wanted to subpoena your phone records, they'd have to get court approval. Congress thinks they're above the Constitution in that regard.
What's the judge saying?
We'll see. They filed their response. We'll be responding, and then the court hopefully will make a ruling within a few months.
The other thing you talk about, Tom, is follow the money. Explain to our audience in that big question, where did all the money go? What plans have state and local officials made for a pandemic?
Oh, well, there are billions of dollars made available both federally and at the local level. And you would have thought no money had been spent in preparation for the pandemic, given the crisis we're now in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating when you hear all of these complaints about the lack of federal assistance and the need to spend trillions of extra dollars, that the investments we've made, what were the results? And these are the questions that, you know, we may not be able to figure out in the middle of the pandemic.
Right.
But we got to think about that as we move forward, and certainly in terms of considering the complaints of local and state officials about the lack of resources they have, because they were given plenty of money to prepare for situations like this, and in many instances you can see it was for naught.
Well, you hear Governor Cuomo especially, I mean, he's on almost every day with a news conference complaining that the federal government is not doing enough. And even Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator from New York, had to admit that, look at the whole purpose of the stimulus was not to make states whole again. I thought, whoa, that's, you know, coming from a Democrat and a progressive, that really puts it in perspective, because we know this is fact that Governor Cuomo chose to redirect that money that was targeted for health infrastructure, for a lot of these issues, ventilators and personal equipment and everything for healthcare officials, and he decided to invest them into other areas, one of which was windmills.
Yeah, and you'll see why Judicial Watch is needed, because it's those types of investigations which need to be done over the medium term to figure out how money was allocated. So we're in the middle of the crisis now, but what about the next crisis? Are we going to, you know, utilize the money that's now pouring out of Washington, D.C., and get some benefit over the long term from it, so we're not caught with our pants down again?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is ironic that Nancy Pelosi was screaming for accountability, and the Democratic Party in total, I'd say overall, has been very lax on accountability. And, of course, we can talk about it, our entire government. I mean, you talk about having some sort of, you know, some review of the money of the people, the way it's been abused and misspent. I mean, there is no accountability on this, Tom.
Well, when you're talking about spending nearly $3 trillion, at least directly, accountability is something that is alien to that type of sum being spent. You just can't have it.
But it just seems to be acceptable that it's okay, whether we're talking about the military. I mean, this is the people's money. And, you know, I agree. This has to stop. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Tom Fitton after this.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, continues with us as we're reviewing some of the major issues that are taking place. You say with Strokes and the Wiener timeline shows a gap between the Clinton email discovery and the search warrant. Tell us about that, what's going on.
Well,
we received new documents that the FBI had turned over to us, and these are email communications between Strzok and Page. They've been dribbling them out to us over the last year or so, about 500 pages a month that they process, and they give us what they think they can give us from those 500 pages. So we always get a lot less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the more recent batches is batches has a document listing the timeline of events about or surrounding the discovery of the Wiener laptop and the attendant and the Clinton emails from her server that were on the laptop. And the document confirms in dramatic fashion there was a month gap between the discovery and between the time they did anything to try to retrieve and get the emails and review them. And this occurred right in the middle during the fall of the presidential campaign. And it shows you how Hillary Clinton was protected from FBI scrutiny on her email misconduct in the heart of the presidential campaign. And the IG looked at that time gap as well previously, the Department of Justice Inspector General, and he concluded, or he couldn't conclude, that that time gap was not the result of bias in favor of Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump.
But anecdotally, Tom, they had said going into this they wanted to be careful because she was the apparent next president of the United States. Did they not say that? I think this has been documented by the FBI themselves.
Well, there are numerous text messages, as you highlight, where there's an email communications where they talk about this issue about Hillary Clinton and their disdain for Donald Trump. It's one thing to have them talking about it. It's another thing to see investigative action that, in this case, didn't result in a timely way, evidently, according to the IG, and he's suspicious, because of this bias.
Are we asking the IG to do brain surgery on himself a bit in this whole process? I mean, because I have been on guard over this whole thing, because you've got an inspector general whose his interest is the organization. He wants to protect the organization. But this smells so bad. And I know many of us are saying, oh, we'll wait for Horowitz. Wait for Horowitz. Well, we've been waiting, and I don't know when. But this smacks of corruption on so many levels. I mean, we're beyond just seeing smoke here, Tom. I mean, there's fire. I know you guys are seeing probably the same thing, but, you know, bless your heart. I mean, you got to go through the whole process to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because it's not like Strzok or Page are going to come in and say, yeah, you're right. We were biased. I mean, they're not going to admit to anything. It's kind of like I go back to what Dinesh D'Souza told me a long time ago when he ended up having to, you know, spend some time out for election, for election issues,
right,
as you recall. And he said, Bill, what I learned is when I was in jail with these guys is I learned that they always stick to the con. No matter, they're never going to give up the con. And this is what, you know, Strzok and Page and the rest of these shenanigans have been doing. I mean, they are holding to the con.
That's right. The jails are full of innocent people, right?
Yes, exactly.
We need prosecution. Or we need at least the appearance and confidence that there's serious investigations being done. And I don't see any evidence of that, whether it be on Paige Strzok. Certainly didn't happen with Hillary Clinton. She's still being protected by the Justice Department. And if I were the president, I'd just go ahead and appoint a special counsel separate and apart from the Justice Department to look at this work. Because the Justice Department, as you point out, it's investigating itself when it comes to Hillary Clinton. It's investigating itself when it comes to Page and Strzok. And why would we expect anything other than the results we've gotten thus far, which is virtually zero accountability?
Well, I thought it was quite telling the other day when the president had to they were in a press conference with Bill Barr, and he says, I have to release him to go back to deep state headquarters. I mean, he threw it out there.
Pompeo, that was the deep state department.
I'm sorry, Pompeo, not Bill Barr, but Pompeo.
Same holds there. Same
exactly.
Holds there.
But here it is. I mean, and the Justice Department, even by Bill Barr, you go, okay, I mean, how much are his hands tied that he really cannot take on this deep-seated, you know, decades-long, you know, corruption that's so obvious and well-entrenched?
Well, that's the challenge, and, you know, I think Barr's a good guy, but if he's going to do any indictments, he'd probably have to write them himself, given the thousands of James Comeys and Peter Strzoks and people like that surrounding him at the Justice Department. I just think there's no evidence they've done much, and I don't know what to say about it other than we got to press him to do the right thing here. Mm-hmm. And this is why Judicial Watch does our work, because we're sure that nothing will be done if people don't know about the corruption.
I mean, exactly.
There's certainly a lot of an excuse to do nothing if no one mm-hmm. knows what went on. But mm-hmm. if we know what went on, maybe there'll be more pressure to get the good some additional justice done.
The danger of all this, Tom, is I've always said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. An opinion on both sides, and then if you don't go along with the convening opinion of the left, then you're conspiratorial and you're wearing a tinfoil hat. But meanwhile, you know, all these corrupt individuals live another day, and we continue to pay for it. I wanted to also address here, while we were together, the open border. Coalition demands all illegal immigrants freed from custody over coronavirus. Tell our audience about that.
Well, that's a big push from the left, which is to start releasing all sorts of criminals and aliens who are detained out of the jails or out of detention using the coronavirus as an excuse. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't think they didn't want them to release if for other, you know, this is always, as I say, it's an excuse,
mm-hmm.
and they always want them to be released. They just come up with different reasons depending on the circumstances, and the coronavirus is the latest. And I tell you, when you start releasing aliens from detention based on overblown concerns about coronavirus, you're essentially saying we have open borders, because once you
exactly.
get here, you won't mm-hmm. be detained.
Yeah,
and
where are they going to go?
That's an invitation to stressing the border again.
Yeah, where are they going to go once they're released?
Yeah, they're not going to go home.
No, they're going to go. They're going to go back into the communities that they've absolutely have been tormenting previously. That's where they're going to go, and this is why, you know, they're underestimating how Hispanics and Mexican Americans, how they supposedly are going along with these progressive ideals. They get it. They see what's happening because it is their local communities that are getting absolutely lamb-blasted. Tom, I got about a minute and a half left here, and I also want you to address Hillary's emails and Benghazi.
Well, we have more emails the FBI just found showing that Benghazi was in a group of emails that Hillary Clinton tried to hide or otherwise delete, and the FBI just found them even after long ago telling us they'd given us everything they had found. These drips of information is one of the reasons the federal court judges ordered Mrs. Clinton to be deposed by Judicial Watch attorneys, and she's now desperately trying to appeal that order. But the corruption of the Clinton email scandal isn't over, and frankly, the Benghazi scandal isn't over.
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of people happy to hear this, Tom, and congratulations on making this happen. How long can they delay this before you get her under oath?
Well, the court, they ran to the appellate court, and the appellate court ordered a pretty quick briefing schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The briefing should be done, in theory, by April 10th, so we should get a ruling within a month or two after that, I would think.
Well, Tom, we got to wrap things up. We appreciate the time. I also wanted to give you a moment here to remind everybody how they can support Judicial Watch, all the great work you're doing.
They can go to our website at judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org, and not only support us, but learn about the work I've been talking about here.
Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch, here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tom. Take care. Be safe.
You're welcome. Thanks, Bill.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. How you doing? I know it's a little stressful, but that's okay. Just breathe a little bit. Relax, okay? And as best you can. We're going to get through this. I just saw this wonderful video, and we'll talk more about it later, from the Salvation Army. Boy, it just reminds you of the things that we've conquered in the past, from diphtheria to smallpox to polio and HIV. And, you know, America's there. And we've turned the corner on these things by coming together, being unified. Now, you got to love technology the way it sits today. I mean, the things that are available to us in the midst of COVID-19. And IBM is offering free tools to spread the COVID-19, to track the spread, I should say, of COVID-19 on your phone. And Sherry Bachstein is with us. She's the global head of consumer business with the Weather Company. Sherry, I want to bring you on right away because I'm excited. When I was reading about this, I have the weather app on my iPhone already. And I didn't have to do anything. It was already there. The COVID-19 icon was right there on my menu. I hit that and shazam, there's the information I need for where I'm at right now in Florida.
Yes, it's definitely has happened very quickly. We've had teams working around the clock to bring this information into the app very, very quickly, and to the website as well. And what's important about this information is it's down to that county level.
Yes.
We know that our users, you know, from a weather perspective, want really detailed information. And so we've been able to provide that so people can look at what's happening around their communities.
Yeah. Guys, let me tell you, this is going to blow you away. I mean, this is so powerful. I'm talking about giving you peace of mind. You can see what's happening. Like, for example, in this particular county, it's showing confirmed cases, how many deaths. In this case, there's 33 confirmed cases, no deaths. And it shows that it's up 200% since last week. This is good information.
I mean, this helps you understand, you know, what is going on. And then it gives you the entire state, the confirmed cases. In this case, happens to be Florida. So over 7,717 confirmed cases, 128 deaths. Wow, this is, I got to tell you, Sherry, you guys just have done an outstanding job. And my old boss in my early radio days used to say that our goal in radio and in the media and communications was to elicit a positive emotional response. You wanted people to think, wow, I'm really glad that I'm connected with you because, you know, you're a blessing. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate what IBM in partnership with the weather company is doing here. I mean, this is really a blessing to our audience. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, the Weather Channel, we've been helping people get through crisis as it relates to severe weather, certainly hurricanes,
right,
in the Florida area for about 30 years. So the team's very passionate about providing this information so people could better make decisions for their families. And that's really what it comes down to is, you know, helping you see the trends. You know, are there confirmed cases going up in your area, flattening? Hopefully we start to see that coming down. But then also providing an interactive map, very similar to the weather map, but the interactive map, so you could see your county, your surrounding counties. Then you could even zoom out to see state or, you know, a national level.
Wow. This is powerful. But, again, we're grateful for the technology that is in the palm of our hands these days. Explain to our audience a little bit more. I was so excited I jumped into this because when I was preparing for our conversation this morning and I go to the weather app and I see the COVID-19 icon there, I go, cool. And it's just so help our audience understand what they need to know about this app and how they can access it.
So really easy to use. You can access it either on your computer by going to weather.com/coronavirus, or simply you can go to weather.com and in the navigation you'll see a big red button, COVID-19. Or you can download the Weather Channel app, either in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And when you open the app, again, in the navigation you'll see the button. It'll take you right into the hub, and if you've given us your location information, it'll take you right to your county, or you could type in any city and state, and it'll direct you to that county-level information. So really easy to use. There's the map. There's the trending chart. We also actually have a chat bot on there as well, so we're using the Watson AI technology to have a conversation with those users and to interact. So there may be information that maybe, you know, you're looking for that your neighbor's not looking for, but so you can personalize that experience a little bit and find what's, you know, pertinent to you.
Help me understand here, Sherry. As I was looking at the trending numbers, it says confirmed cases in red, and then in black it says death. And the way I'm looking at it, so I'm not reading this correctly, because most of it's red, which is confirmed cases. We've only got 128 deaths. And there's a black tip at the very top. So, the way it looks, and of course the black tip reaches almost 8,000, but it's just a small line that's black. So obviously I'm misreading this, or it's not presenting itself right.
Yeah, so the red bars that you see are really the confirmed cases, and that's going to be the bulk of the number that you see. The deaths is just layered on top of that, and it is very, very small, fortunately, in many areas. But, you know, the trend is those confirmed cases, right? That's the trend we all want to watch. We'll also be adding some more information around recoveries coming soon, which would be really great to see how many people have actually gotten the virus but have recovered from it, because it's such a big part of the story as we, you know, continue. This continues to evolve, and hopefully we get ourselves out of this crisis.
Yeah, because right now, actually, what it's showing is what the doctors are saying is it's still on the rise. We don't have it contained, and we're hoping that we will hit that pinnacle point, because once we do, then it will demonstrate that it's starting to dissipate. So a couple of things working into our advantage, and of course this is outside of it, but speaking of weather, is that we know that COVID-19 has an issue with heat. And we've been protected a bit here, I'd say a bit in Florida, in as much as that, you know, we are in, you know, we're still tropical. I mean, it's a tropical state. And so the weather's up, but shortly, in another probably 6 weeks, the weather's going to really start to climb, and you know, we're told that heat and COVID-19 do not cohabitate very well.
Yeah, so we're definitely hoping we see that trend. I think now that we are accessing all of this information, our epidemiologists, our data scientists are looking to see how strong that connection really is with weather. And certainly, you know, it would be great as we're moving into the warmer months here in the U.S. to see if, you know, that starts, you know, playing out as we might think it is. So it'll be interesting to see over the coming weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite quite the experience, and education right in the palm of your hand is so powerful. Tell us a little bit more about the incidence maps and what you know, what we can expect to see there.
Yeah, so in the incident maps, very much like a weather map, it's at your county level. So you can click on your county, very easy to use. You can see the number of confirmed cases. It's also color-coded, so the bright red, more cases, the lighter red, less cases. But then it's great to see what's happening around you, what's happening in the counties around you, so you can, you know, prepare, and then you can zoom out to the state level and the national level. In the coming weeks, we'll be providing global data as well, so you can see different countries. And this site is a living and breathing site. Every day we're adding more information, keeping it updated with all your, you know, latest news around the United States, but also around the globe. So it is something that you definitely want to keep checking back, because the information is going to keep evolving and we're going to keep it updated. And so everybody, you know, knows what's happening around them.
Well, we're talking with Weather Channel Sherry Backstein and about this wonderful new app that has built in. If you're going to get surprised like me, if you already have downloaded the weather app, you'll see on the bottom of the menu there COVID-19, and this will bring you up to date on all things, just about all things that you need to know regarding the coronavirus. And as you said, this is rather dynamic, so they're continuing to expand the features and provide more data as it becomes available. Where is this data coming from, Sherry?
We're sourcing the data from all your county and state sites, the CDC, and the World Health Organization. So all trusted sites with trusted information.
Okay, 10 seconds. Where can listeners go for more information, Sherry?
TheWeather.com/coronavirus or download the Weather Channel app.
There it is. There's your orders for today. Stay healthy, stay safe. Sherry Backstein, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings per family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill.
That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's get it out of there.
Go to the lobby.
Hey, we're back with you, America. We're just having fun. I mean, you know, the virus is everywhere, and it'll creep up when you least expect it, even on your bumpers. So, but no offense. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show and how you can connect with, you know, our 300-plus markets across this nationally syndicated radio show, just go check out BillMartinezLive.com. It is right there. And right here with us right now is the President and Chief Executive Officer focused on the family, Jim Daly. Jim, God bless you. I hope family's safe. Everybody's doing well.
Thank you, Bill. They are. Yeah, we're spending a lot of time together, which is one of the silver linings around the dark cloud at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I got a note from a gal. She said, oh, my gosh. She says, I found my husband. I was sitting on the couch. All of a sudden, this strange guy was next to me and said, oh, my God, you are my husband.
Right. You know, it's an interesting insight. You know, the busyness of life and what we're all striving and running on the proverbial wheel.
Yes.
Toward this has really slowed all that down and taken away those excuses to get out of the house. I've got to go to work, got to go on this trip. And that's been one of the good things. It has caused some stress. I was talking to somebody in Oklahoma who said that their divorce filings are slightly up, and they think it's because of the anxiety, fear, these couples that are together, maybe in ways that they haven't been for a long time, and they're not liking each other. So that's unfortunate.
Well, our president alluded to this. Now, that was interesting. The mainstream media kind of had that deer in the headlights look when he said, look at the effects of us not going to work is going to be incredible. You know, look for crime to increase, suicide rate, marriages, you know, family problems. All these issues seem to be exacerbated because it goes back to that old saying about, you know, like a tube of toothpaste. You don't find out what's in it until it's squeezed, right? And we're all being squeezed right now.
Oh, that's very true. And, you know, I think the anxiety and fear levels are so high right now. And, you know, what a great opportunity for Christians to be different in the culture. Very much
without a doubt.
Early church, you know.
Exactly.
This is what marked the early church. This is what brought a lot of people into the faith in the first, second, third century was the peace and the calm that the church had during terrible pandemics back in that era.
Yeah, not to mention the fact the increased martyrdom, people being, you know, harpooned on poles, lit up like, you know, like candles, and they are going to their own, you know, metaphorical crosses in the name of Jesus, and they're going, wait a minute, what do you have, you know, this peace that abounds in you? What is it that you have that I don't have? And as you say, this is a natural expression. It isn't like you have to be some, you know, genius apologist or a cum laude graduate from theological school.
It's just, I was, I am. I mean, it is that simple that your life can be a testimony of the gospel. And wouldn't you know, as we approach Easter, what a wonderful message, right?
So true. And Bill, I think, you know, what you said a moment ago about squeezing that tube of toothpaste, there's so many metaphors like that. But, you know, prosperity and ease of life cover a lot of those things that are inside of us. Because in some ways, you can fake it.
Yes.
But when things are stripped away, what remains is really who you are. I always say, you know, being an orphan kid, man, I learned what the valleys were like. And
yes.
In the valley is where your character is shaped, not the mountaintop.
Without
mountaintop,
a doubt.
There's a lot of hypocrisy and fools there. But down in the valley, like we are right now,
yes.
Where there's a lot of hardship, that's who you truly are. And you either lean into Christ as a Christian or you lean into the world's fear and anxiety. And I just pray that we would be a great example to the world that, you know what, here's the real secret. We're all going to die at some point.
Right.
And that we better be ready for that and have made our peace with Jesus.
Well, Jim, at this point, you know, we talked about, you know, family stress, marriages, the increase of, you know, divorces and that sort of thing, and focus on the family. I mean, the DNA of the organization has been family and marriages. What do you want to say? I just feel like God has given you something to share with those families, those marriages, those husbands and wives who might just be thinking, because of the pressure of this COVID-19, that they may think that divorce is the answer.
Well, in my theology and my belief, divorce is never the answer unless there's been biblical grounds for it. So, you know, when you look at circumstances dictating, again, your fear, your anxiety, and you think, you know, I really don't know this person, I don't like this person anymore. Here's the reality of why I think God set up marriage the way he did for us. We usually are attracted to people who are opposite of us. Introverts marry extroverts. I mean, it gets down
yes.
to silliness, like why dark chocolate people marry milk chocolate people.
Right.
But it what's so fascinating about that is it's almost like we're attracted to someone who completes us,
exactly.
Which is very biblical right there in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of it is to become more selfless, like Jesus himself. I believe fully the spiritual dimension of marriage is about becoming more like Christ. And what that means is selfless, sacrificial, giving. And I think when we can do that, and we don't do it perfectly because we're in this world, I'm not always doing it perfectly. If Jean were on the phone, she'd said, yeah, just last week, you blew that, Jim. And so I'm not saying it just goes from, you know, cloud to cloud, but that is the goal, to lay our lives down for one another in marriage and thereby modeling God's intention for us broadly. And I think as we look at this situation, you know, it's a wonderful time to spend time together, read the Word together. Jean and I are spending every morning reading the Word, praying together. And I'm ashamed to say that that has not been a pattern for us because of my travel schedule
right.
and other things. It's becoming more now of a habit.
Right. Yeah, you kind of rediscovered first principles again.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jim, as you said earlier, which is so important, and that is that it's in the valleys where character is built, where the strength of a partnership is furthered, developed, and not necessarily at the peaks. I agree with you. What I hear in testimonies all the time from people who have made it through these valleys is that they're so glad they did, that they came close to divorcing. But what they found on the other side of the valley is that they were each other's answer. They did and were able to return to their first love and what they saw in each other on that wedding day when they were at the altar before God, you know, entering into a covenant. And I just want to, you know, like you, my heart is with you to encourage, you know, families to look at, come together. And I know maybe for some of you where you have not been, you know, just as Jim said, we get so busy and we've, you know, have not been in the Word of God together. I would say whatever you can do, just really make it purposeful, intentional, and spend a couple of minutes in the Word of God. Just read a book, a chapter of Psalms for that day.
Right.
Anything just to start. And you will be amazed at what the Holy Spirit and what God will do in healing your marriage and your family.
That's so true. And, you know, I was reading Matthew 6 this morning because it opens up with, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. And then the Lord goes on to simply say, I've got you. And, you know, that's the message that we need to proclaim right now as believers, that regardless of my circumstances, I'm trusting in God.
Right.
Even if I don't have anything to eat, I'm trusting in God. And I was in that spot as an orphan kid. I remember there were days I didn't have food. And I learned at a young age, you got to decide, are you going to be filled with fear or filled with hope? And that hope in Christ particularly. And, you know, thankfully, the Lord's graciousness toward me, I chose him. Amen. And he's never left me. And Amen. He's never forsaken me. And I think that's true for all of us who reach out to God. He's there for us. I'd encourage you, if you're feeling that anxiety, get a hold of somebody. Certainly focus. Where our counselors are working from home. You can call us here. And, you know, to explore that peace that we have in Christ. And that's what it's about. God's shalom, his peace. This world is filled with chaos. Mm. And that's what we're experiencing right now is tremendous chaos. But God comes that we might have shalom, and that's peace.
Yeah, Jonathan Kahn, who you know, and a dear friend, and we were talking one day about God's shalom. He says, Bill, you know, in Jewish heritage, the way we understand it is that it is God's pursuit of his shalom on you.
Right.
You know, it's like the father, you know, going after the prodigal son. It is that outward, that natural outward expression that God is so relentless for the pursuit of peace in our life, that there's no hanging chads, there's no loose ends.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. And like you said, God's got this.
He does. He does have it. And, you know, here, Bill, the big thing, one of the things we're getting calls on right now are people who are just deep in anxiety and fear, people that are getting training on how to continue their job with the social distancing and how to wash and how to take care of themselves. Even that training we've heard from people is causing them to fall into great anxiety. They're just fearful. And I would say, stop. Stop, pray, and look to the Lord. And this is a beautiful time to do that.
Exactly. And focus is launching Focus at Home. We've got a little over a minute, Jim.
Yeah.
I know you're really excited. I was excited to hear the news. Tell our audience about Focus at Home.
Yeah, Focus at Home, a great idea by the team, just loading up a streaming service that we can provide content like the radio drama Adventures in Odyssey for kids, radio theater, these great award-winning productions that we did, Bonhoeffer, others, that Ben-Hur. And it's really entertaining. Gene and I sat and listened to Ben-Hur the other day. It's just brilliantly done. A lot of BBC voice actors from London. It's top quality. And and then McGee and Me and Adventures in Odyssey, animated cartoons, and other content for people to pass the time with. And Adventures in Odyssey, I'll give you an idea, Bill, where we're at. We had about 30,000 memberships on that Adventures in Odyssey club. We offered a free 30-day trial. We've had 65,000 people sign up for that. So go to Focus at Home or Focus on the Family to sign up at the website, and we'll give you free streaming of great biblically based content for you and your kids.
You're such a giver, Jim Daly. You know that?
It's the heart of God, man.
Amen. God bless you. Stay safe. All the best to the family. Thank you so much for being with us. Jim Daly, Focus on the Family's president and CEO right here. Have a great day, Jim. God bless.
Thank you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
Okay, step away.
Addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.